Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Red Dorman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Milges. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Milges. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Blackerby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buck Redfern. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Blackerby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shires for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field. Blackerby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum takes first base on ball four. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaum moves to third. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern strikes out. One out. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Dorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorman bunts towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field. Blackerby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Blackerby. Milges moves to third. Jameson moves to second. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Blackerby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a line drive into center field. Dorman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Dorman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Blackerby. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Sewell moves to third. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Hodapp moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns is hit by the pitch. Summa moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Hodapp tags and scores. Summa tags and moves to third. Burns tags and moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Red Dorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dorman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Summa scores. Burns scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges is 0 for 1 in the game. Milges strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern misplays the ball. That's an error on Redfern. Dorman moves to second. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Blackerby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-1 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Metzler moves to second. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kham hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blackerby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzler scores. Shires moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-1 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Shires scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Cox now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma still. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summa takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern fields it and throws to second for the out. Hodapp moves to third. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause fires to third and picks off Hodapp. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Ma still moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Metzler hits a line drive towards short. Sewell catches it and steps on second to double up Ma still. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Dorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Dorman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges is 0-for-2 in the game. Milges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dorman moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com takes first base on ball 4. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Blackerby hits a fly ball into center field. Dorman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milges fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell bunts in front of the plate. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. Lind moves to second. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Blackerby chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Blackerby. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Metzler who is chasing the ball. Hodapp reaches third base with a triple. Lind scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause fires to third and picks off Hodapp. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Summa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-2 in the game. Krause hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burns hits a line drive into left field. Blackerby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Dorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorman is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Dorman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Dorman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shires hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Milges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Milges hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Lind moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lind scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summa for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Com hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Blackerby hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk pinch hits for Buck Redfern. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Com moves to second. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Buck Kraus. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lynn scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.